The United States Treasury has declared it's preparing action that it says will bring pain to Iran and be the financial equivalent of the recent bombing campaign by the US and Israel. Treasury says the US government has told companies and countries it's willing to impose secondary sanctions if they hold Iranian money or buy oil from Tehran. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has rejected reports the US formally requested an extension of the ceasefire with Iran, which is due to expire next Tuesday. She says the US remains engaged in a second round of talks, which are likely to be held again in Islamabad.
We feel good about the prospects of a deal. The president mentioned that in his interview yesterday. And it's obviously in the best interest of Iran to meet the president's demands. I think he's made his red lines in these negotiations very clear to the other side. And so we are continuing to see how these conversations go.